Moving on to Joel this morning. Just three chapters, the word that Joel brought. And there's very little known about Joel, actually. Unlike Hosea and Amos and others, it doesn't tell us when it was written or when the events recorded in it happened, but still a very important part of the minor prophets. So I'm not going to go into too much of the background. For one reason, there's not a lot, and different commentators will differ slightly on the various times and date. So I don't know if you have a Bible there, or if the Bible's on your iPad or phone. Very interesting in verse 2. Verse 2 asks the question, has anything like this ever happened in your days or in the days of your ancestors? Now, it's just quite wonderful in many ways. You come across situations in life where the Bible kind of just speaks right into it, even though this part of the Bible was written thousands of years ago. Has anything like this ever happened in your days or in the days of your ancestors? And what we are facing and what the world is facing with COVID-19, there has been nothing like this ever. And again, coming back to this verse, Joel brings this challenge to the people. Something is about to happen that has never happened before. And again, what you find through the minor prophets is they're continually bringing a message to bring people, to bring Israel back to God, because they've wandered away. It's unprecedented times is what Joel was talking of, and we're in such a season as that. The world is in unprecedented times at the moment. And again, if you're listening to the news late last night and early this morning, they're kind of talking about the possibility of what will happen if we have another spike in the autumn. And it'd be quite frightening for people. So on the one hand, people are talking about coming through or coming out of this time, and then the scientists and medical people are actually looking at the possibility of it being even worse in the autumn and winter. So they're truly unprecedented times. Nothing like this has ever happened in our days. And verse 3 says it's a time not to be forgotten. And what was going to happen, what Joel was saying, is there would be no escape for the people. Verse 4 talks about locust after locust after locust that would come and just devour the land. Psalm 78 and verse 46 says, he gave also their crops to the grasshopper, and the product of their labor to the locusts. And again, Psalm 105 and verse 34, he spoke and locusts came, and young locusts even without number. And they'd not experienced this before, and it was all to draw them back to God. And then from verses 5 right through to verses 20 comes various challenges to the people. The first one is to wake up. It talks about waking up. It talks about weeping. It talks about wailing. It talks about mourning. And in verse 13, the priests are told to put on sackcloth and to mourn. It talks about declaring a holy fast. The elders are to be summoned, and they are to cry out to the Lord. And it just focus for a little while just on this sense of waking up and being alert. And what Joel was bringing to the people at this time is almost like the kind of Pied Piper, that they'd been drawn away into sin, almost as if they were in a bad dream. But this was reality, and it was time to wake up and get a perspective of what was about happen and the seriousness of what was about to happen. And we're told in the New Testament, we're told by Peter that we need to be alert because the devil goes around like a prowling lion. And we need to be awake as to what God is saying at this particular time. And a sense of, they were told to weep, really. And, you know, the Bible talks about rejoicing with those who rejoice and weeping with those who weep. And there's the personal situation, like with Chris's his friends and, you know, Mandy now being on her own, having to raise two young children at such a difficult time. And there's that time of weeping. There's that time of mourning, which is right. And again, as a nation, you know, when you think of the number of people who have tragically died from COVID-19, and we're in this kind of this strange pull of weeping with those who are weeping and also rejoicing with those who have had COVID but come through the other side and are doing okay. And as kind of the restrictions are lifted, people wanting to go on holidays and kind of getting back to normal. But yet there's this large group of people and families who are going through a time of grieving. And it's that sense of being awake or of being alert to what's happening in our world and mourning with those who mourn. And it's at times to call a feast, time to some of the elders and to cry out to the Lord. And the reason they needed to cry out to the Lord, which comes through even more powerfully in chapter 2 of Joel, but in other prophetic words from the Old Testament, it is this phrase, for the day of the Lord is near. The day of the Lord is near. And the phrase, the day of the Lord, usually identifies events that took place at the end of history. Find it in Isaiah chapter 7, verses 18 to 25. And it's often closely associated with the phrase, that day. And one key to understanding these phrases is to note that they always identify a span of time during which God personally intervenes in history. Key to understanding the phrase, the day of the Lord, is that they identify a span of time during which God personally intervenes in history, directly or indirectly, to accomplish something specific in the aspects of his plan and plans for the world. Zephaniah 1:7 says, be silent before the Lord, for the day of the Lord is near. The Lord has prepared a sacrifice and consecrated his guests. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 2 says, for you yourselves are fully aware that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. And the day of the Lord is coming at some point. And the Bible encourages us to be always ready for the day of the Lord. There are parables and there are other accounts in the letters written to us that we should always be ready for the day of the Lord. That's why we need always to be awake, looking, seeking for the seasons that God are taking us through. And that lovely verse in 1 Chronicles 12, 32, men of Issachar who understood the times and knew what Israel should do. Men of Issachar understood the times and knew what Israel should do. And we need to be hearing God's voice at this time. We have to make sure that we are awake, not just physically, but awake, fully awake spiritually, and alert and sensitive to the voice of God, for ourselves personally, for our church, but also for our nation. The day of the Lord will arrive.